101X, it's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends. What's up, my friends? What's up? Hey, look, my number one friend. Who let the Hodge out? Who let the Hodge out? Nick Hodge. Nicholas Hajda, assistant host of the program. What's up, my guy? How's it going, buddy?
Thank you. I appreciate the effort on that one. That was extra enthusiasm.
Got a lot of dog on the brain today as I'm extra sleepy. Uh-oh. As Bogey and the Junkyard Dog three houses down were playing the shut up game at 4 a.m. today. Shut up game is where they loudly bark each other with the ferocity of lions through many, many walls. And I lie in bed and go, shut up, 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 shut up. And they don't hear me or listen to my wishes, but it's fine. We'll make it. We'll make it.
Well, you got to Scooby-Doo bark it. Rub up! Rub up! You got to speak their language, Jason.
Noted young person, maybe understands your Scooby-Doo references, the one I was going to go to. She's never smoked on an airplane. Emily, good morning. What's up?
Good How are morning. You? I have never smoked on an airplane. When did they get rid of that? That's fun. Come on. What are they talking about?
I don't know. I'm getting on an airplane tomorrow. Emily, just think. This time tomorrow, you will have dropped me off at the airport an hour previous.
But
I was thinking of old people things, and I was like, let me do the whole smoking on a plane thing. But that was out
that was before you.
Before I ever got on a plane. Nick, you ever get on a smoky airplane?
No.
I guess I
do all my smoking pre-boarding.
I grew up in a house of smoke, so maybe like one of those first couple of when I was 7 or 8 years old when I flew somewhere, maybe I was on a smoky airplane I didn't even realize because I was just like, this is what my existence is, but no, I don't remember a time when you could smoke on an airplane.
I have brought barbecue onto a plane that has been smoked. Does that count?
That was like
an
egregious offense as somebody who loves barbecue and you. Yeah, I sat next to you and just was like, who does this guy think he is?
The funniest part is I've seen that before.
You've seen somebody bring,
yeah, one time I was going to Colorado.
Those people.
And I was in the Austin airport. Well, they had Franklin's barbecue.
They did not have Franklin barbecue.
They did.
They brought it to the airport?
They brought it to the airport because they were like, we're bringing this back home
to
Colorado.
You can get Franklin through the security?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I've never tried to bring a plate of barbecue through the security.
It was their carry-on. I'm not even joking. They had a giant box with Franklin barbecue in it, and they were like, we're going to bring this back home and to Colorado and show all of our friends.
Did they break it out on the plane?
No, I mean, I don't think so.
Oh,
it did smell a little.
See, I was trying to eat a rib during turbulence. Yeah, okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Nick had a whole barbecue feast just on the tray table in front of him.
At the time, they had a place in the airport. I think it was a Salt Lick, but it's like, if you don't enable me, airport.
Right.
Putting barbecue right there by the boarding
airport
place.
Airport barbecue. Get it on, man. That sounds good.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job.
Oh, wait a minute. Is it not Friday? Sorry. It's Friday for me, guys. I will not be here tomorrow. Good luck.
Wait, what?
Good luck. I'm talking to the listeners. Good luck, guys. Good luck to you. It is so Friday in my brain. I just realized, and now I'm quite worried about it, I put the trash out today. My trash day is tomorrow.
Yeah,
My trash I have to keep chained up because of perhaps the same junkyard dog who plays the shut-up game. I don't know which dog. Now it's just sitting all vulnerable down by my street. I'm going to come home from work today. Oh, goodness.
The junkyard dog was actually trying to tell you something in the middle of the night. He put those thoughts in your brain.
Hey, it's trash day.
Yeah.
It's trash day. It's Friday, Jason.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Put it out there. Morning X Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by... Yeah, right, Jessica. All right, enough goofing off, especially when we got exciting, important news like this. We look forward to this day every year. They have announced the finalists, the 12 finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Oh,
that's fun.
Oh, my God!
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Every year, three or four toys get selected to be enshrined in the Toy Hall of Fame, which I know I ask every year. Is it an actual place? Is there a thing?
They're working on it.
Can you actually go to a place where there's a Toy Hall of Fame? You're into this, huh, Emily?
Oh, yeah. I love toys.
Okay. Tell me what you think deserves to get. Here are your finalists.
Okay.
The 2021 class finalists for the National Toy Hall of Fame. Pinata.
What?
Huh?
Pinata.
No. Not a toy.
Toy fire engine.
Okay, seems vague, but sure.
What?
Battleship.
The game?
Like the game?
Or the ship?
Battleship.
Okay, I'm in there.
Cabbage Patch Kids. Billiards.
Okay.
Not a
that
toy.
Seems a little advanced to be a toy.
Hold on, hold on. Not a toy? Sand.
Oh. We have a winner. Call off the competition. How is sand not already in the Toy Hall of Fame? That seems like a...
I thought this was going to be like 2021 toys.
No, what are you talking about? You can't win a 2021 toys. You got to... Do you know how the Hall of Fame works, Emily?
In no.
Baseball, in sports, you got to retire. You have to be retired for 5 years, and then you get in, all right? Mm. And then, depending on what sports you play, there's a bunch of hoity-toity, snooty writers who are like, well, I'm putting him in on the first ballot. Okay, he's got to earn it.
Yeah.
He's got to be near death.
I didn't realize San had retired so
tell you,
for
you got
5 years.
A terminal illness that I'll consider your Hall of Fame status. For example, Risk. Risk is among the nominees this year as well. Risk has been nominated for years, and yeah. People are like, okay, we'll think about it, Risk. Okay?
Everybody owns Risk, but Risk. Like in the side of the box.
Everybody likes Risk, but like twice a year he puts out a tweet where you're like, are you a secret white supremacist, Risk? What's going on here? All right, we all like you, but maybe social media isn't for you.
I just like the idea that
I'm doing a whole Curt Schilling thing. Yeah. Anybody picking up on that?
Okay. Risk had a bloody sock. I like the idea that there's a committee of old people and like just one guy keeps doing Risk and somebody's like, you know, video games are a thing. Why are you nominating Risk?
So yeah, these are probably all from before your time, I guess, Emily. But American Girl dolls. I don't even know what that is.
I loved American Girl dolls.
What is that?
Which one was yours?
Well, they were really expensive. I couldn't afford one. Oh. But they were basically these dolls that would come out every single year that represent a different, like, year of America. Mm-hmm. And then, So, there was, like, one where it was, like, Felicity, and she was, like, in the freaking 1900s. And then there was one that was, like, Julie, and she's from the
70s. They all had, like, a little backstory.
Yeah, and they had a book
series. It's like, hey, here's by Cynthia. She died of cholera heading to the Oregon Trail.
No, it literally is like, oh, let's talk about the Great Depression with this American Girl doll.
I want them to make a lower middle class American Girl doll, and her signature feature is she can't afford an American Girl doll.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of the ironic part, is they were like hundreds of dollars, and they had an American Girl store in Dallas that I would go to, and they had a cafe, and you could like bring your American Girl doll, and then they'd put it at the table with you and feed you food.
Get a little tea party.
And do a hair salon, and never got to do that.
American Girl dolls, Battleship, Billiards, Cabbage Patch Kids, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. I recognize that from previous ballots as well. Still don't really know what that is. Isn't that like it's a fake lawnmower that you push
around?
It's
supposed to be, it's a little thing you push that has a little colored balls in it and they pop up. And
oh, no parent likes those.
Was that supposed to, is it supposed to simulate mowing the lawn? What kind of kid is like, hey, I want to do play chores?
It's supposed to distract your child for hopefully 5 minutes so that you can take a cigarette break because it was the 1940s when that toy was popular.
I'm going to need help on this one. Mahjong?
Mahjong, yes.
Mahjong.
What's that?
Mahjong, it's like the game, you know, it's typically like, I think it's from China, and it's the one where it has the little...
They have the little tiles,
rectangle
the bamboo, the dragons, the winds, and it's basically...
And you like stack them and...
That's not what I was thinking. I was thinking, man, when I was 6, I loved playing with Mahjong. That was like my favorite thing. Just all day long, I'd go.
Well, in the Jason Dick Toy Hall of Fame, we'll put your penis.
Masters of the Universe toys, that's He-Man,
Hell yeah.
I think. Yeah, that's got to get in. The Pinata, Risk, Sand... Settlers of Catan and the Toy Fire Engine. Those are your 2021 nominees for the Toy Hall of Fame, voted on by toy industry experts. And what are the credentials to get you into that voting panel? There's public voting as well at toyhalloffame.org next week. Again, 3 or 4 of these will be chosen, announced on November 4th. Mark your calendars, guys.
Oh, I can't wait.
Last year,
no biting.
Jenga, Baby Nancy, and Sidewalk Chalk got in. Does sand have what it takes to stand alongside sidewalk chalk?
Chalk is in before sand? What are we doing?
Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Rumors of Urban Meyer's demise have been greatly exaggerated. Well, probably not. They're probably
what?
They're probably pretty accurate, but his demise and immediate departure to USC, unlikely. I know you're following along with all this, Emily, but just for the people at home, let me give you a little bit of the pieces here. So USC, college football, one of the most prestigious programs in all of the land, they fired their coach, Clay Helton. After Saturday night, they said, listen here, Clay, that white T-shirt is entirely too tight, okay? We will stand for losses to Stanford, but you can't come out here with a chubby belly and a tight white T-shirt. We have standards here at USC. You're out!
Thank you for putting your foot down,
so
USC.
Clay Helton has been fired as the head coach at USC, just two games into the season. They've been trying to fire him for years there. That started rumors that longtime, very successful college football coach Urban Meyer might leave his professional job, the Jacksonville Jaguars, just one game into the season. Just one game into his tenure, his pro coaching career, he might leave and go to USC.
You know, I don't think that Urban Meyer is going to do that, but I absolutely would want to have an 0-1 record in the NFL.
Just admit, that'd be it.
Just that's it. You know, guys, we tried, didn't work out.
This job came available, and then people, yourself, yours truly included, started saying, wouldn't that be hilarious if he Bobby Petrino'd the Jaguars one game into the season? Bobby Petrino was a famous college football coach, Emily, who left the Atlanta Falcons in the middle of his first season there, but I think he went 13 games or something like that. He broke up with the players by leaving a note in their locker. He didn't even tell them, hey guys, I'm going back to Arkansas.
Do you think he wrote an individual note for every single player and put it in their locker?
Or was it just a photocopy? I think he just hit print.
When you Irish get by your NFL head coaching job, you don't go the individual
the extra step
of making it a personal touch.
But Urban Meyer has, he's poured cold water on my hilarious plan. I said yesterday there is no chance that he would leave the NFL for that job. Quote, I'm here and committed to try and build an organization, end quote. Now, first of all, you're a liar person, Urban Meyer. So there's there's no reason to think that this still couldn't happen.
I mean, Nick Saban did this when he was with the Dolphins.
Also,
he was telling you to your face he wasn't going to leave while he was working on a deal.
It should happen, okay? That's the perfect Urban Meyer job. That's what he does, okay, is he takes a blue blood program that's slightly gone off the rails, all right, and then drives them back onto the road in 2 years with his cheating principles, drives them to the national championship. That's the way the dude works.
Look. This Urban Meyer is a competition-aholic. He's a super competitive, I'm the smartest guy in the room. He wants a challenge, which is why he's waiting for the University of Texas job to open up.
It was just open.
But it wasn't a challenge yet.
What are you talking about?
He's like, I need so many people to fail at head coaching this team.
I don't think that's correct at all. Now you're just trying to hurt me. I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. He's going to hate coaching in the NFL. He's a college coach. His first game, never mind the first game, this has been a disaster from the beginning. You remember one of his first moves, he hired a strength coach, one of his old college buddies, who had just been fired for being an admitted racist. I don't know if admitted is fair.
Do most people admit that they're racist?
I think he walked away saying, okay, fine, give me the money. Yeah, I said those things. Sorry, whatever. So he tried to hire that guy. And then everybody's like, you can't hire that guy. He's like, oh, okay, my bad. And then free agency came around. He's like, what do you mean? I don't get to like sit these guys down on the couch and talk to them. I just have to sign a contract with them. I don't like that. And it's like, yeah, this is pro football, Urban Meyer. The whole Tim Tebow thing, whatever. There comes the opening week. And lucky for you, Urban Meyer, you get to play the worst team in all of football, the Houston effing Texans, and you lost.
Hey.
You lost. Oh, sorry. Did you not know that, Emily? They're the worst team in football. Well, they were.
Oh, no.
They just feel obligated. They put a beat down on the Jaguars.
I feel obligated to have to sometimes cheer for them.
Good job.
The one person.
Defend them, Houston Texans.
Yeah.
What was your favorite part of that dub that Texans enjoyed on Sunday? Okay, good. Who's your quarterback right now?
When the
new head coach, coach's first game is 1-0.
Johnson.
Yep. Coach
close?
Johnson.
Am I close? There has to be a Johnson on the team somewhere.
Probably. David Johnson.
There you go.
Your fourth string running back is named David Johnson.
See, I know my Texans.
The Texans beat the Jags 37-21. Jags had to use two timeouts in the first quarter to avoid delay of game penalties, multiple illegal formation penalties. They had 12 men in the huddle. Trevor Lawrence threw three interceptions. Actually, that's fine. This is his first game. He's going to throw a lot of interceptions. Look, and I don't even care about the lack of attention to detail. Urban Meyer coaches football teams in college football. Every time he would show, he was 83-9 at Ohio State. Every time he shows up, he's got a far, far, far better team. Even if you build this into a juggernaut at Jacksonville, Urban Meyer, it's still going to be really good teams that you play every week, and you're going to lose when you're really good. You're going to lose five or six times a year. This year, you're going to lose a lot. What did you 83-9, seven seasons in Columbus? You're going to lose nine games this year.
Doesn't it seem
maybe by November?
Yeah. Doesn't it seem like Urban Meyer should have the Curb Your Enthusiasm theme just playing all the time? It's like da 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 da. That's I'm not even gonna do it good.
Some of them close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Copyright.
Yeah. So what I'm saying, Urban Meyer,
he's like I can't hire a racist strength coach. No good.
Yeah.
No good.
Is get out of there, man. All right. I know you thought it was fun. You'd move to Jacksonville, live in Florida. Los Angeles is calling, man. Mm-hmm. Hollywood is calling. Get your ass out there, USC, man. You would look good in a tight white t-shirt, all right? You see what I'm talking about, Clay Helton, or no?
Yeah, I Googled it. It's definitely check it out.
It's a questionable choice.
I also like that he's hiding just a terrible baldness under his hat as well.
Oh,
look at that.
Is this
bald on bald crime here? What's wrong
with sympathizing with him.
I see.
Oh, I see.
We have a $20 Pluckers gift card to give away. 512-835-1015 is the number. Wait. Is that the number? 835-1015. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
Dog woke me up. My brain ain't working. $20 Pluckers gift card could be yours if you beat me. It's Smarter Than Jason coming up next. Good luck.
Not only am I smarter than you, I am smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
$20 Pluckers gift card on the line, and our contestant is, good morning, Todd.
Yep.
What's up, Todd? I'm going to the hallway. Good luck.
Todd, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one, and if you get more right than Jason, you will be getting a $20 gift card from Pluckers. And your topics today are Sherlock Holmes trivia that should be elementary, geographic second place winners, or famous scientists. Sherlock Holmes, geography
let's
stuff.
Let's go with Sherlock.
All right. Number one, what musical instrument does Sherlock Holmes play when he needs to think?
A violin.
Correct.
Oh, cool. What a talented man.
Yep. Speaking of talented men, what drug did Sherlock Holmes have a minor addiction to? What drug did Sherlock Holmes have a minor addiction to?
It's one of two, and I can't remember which one it is. Let's go with cocaine.
Yeah, it's the right one.
Ooh. Minor.
Just a 7% solution. That's what he did. Keeping it, just even the amount. And finally, finish this famous Sherlock Holmes quote. When you have eliminated the blank, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth. Whenever you have eliminated the blank, he said impossible. I heard it. Ding him. Good job.
Look at him killing Todd.
Get Jason back in here. Hold on. And I think you're going to do it, but you never know. You never know. Jason might be surprised. He does have vacation brain, but that's fine.
What do I have?
Vacation brain.
I do not have vacation brain.
Not yet. That's when he comes back. He has dog brain right now.
I know. I'm just, just saying stuff to transition as you walk back in here.
Can we all give each other brain
off.
Names?
Knock that off. Juice brain.
Yeah, you're juice. Mm-hmm. What am I? What brain am I?
Come on. Still hopefully developing brain.
Okay, cool.
Emily, I want you for real. Sincere request. You let me know when I've been too mean to you, all right? And then I'm only going to go like 20% further. But I want to know what the line is, so because I only want to cross it by 20%, okay?
Let's see. The line.
For the record, you guys, there's no line with me. Be as mean as you like, okay? You can't get mean enough.
Yeah, he definitely
That's
won't
not just you two.
He definitely won't retaliate against you just to prove a point. Definitely won't just go 100% as mean as he can.
I wouldn't do that.
All right, good.
You're feel like the line is, like, don't make fun of my nose.
Okay.
That's the line.
Your nose is fine. What's is there something? I mean, I don't
when
have
When I was
any...
in middle school, I had one kid tell me I have a witch nose. That was like one time in middle school, and then I was like, oh my God, am I a witch?
If we were a show that did topics like that, that'd be a fun topic. What did you get made fun of for in middle school?
We should still do that.
Yeah, I hate those shows.
Oh.
Definitely wasn't people mispronouncing my last name.
Let me do a radio show!
Oh, sorry.
All right, go ahead, Hajda. Can you do Sherlock Holmes trivia that should
I improved your
be elementary?
I improved your last name,
thank
okay?
You. Thank you, yeah.
It's like if that kid in middle school would have given Emily a new nose.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
What musical instrument does Sherlock Holmes play when he needs to think?
What was the category?
Sherlock Holmes trivia.
Oh, what the F?
Yeah.
Why? Who cares? And what did Todd do?
All of them.
Wow. What? What? Okay.
Todd's a fan.
You are a huge nerd.
Is that a nerd thing? I don't even
know. Did he watch the... maybe he watched the BBC show.
I don't know any Sherlock Holmes things. But what instrument did he play?
Yep.
That is elementary, my dear Watson. Is that what he says?
Yeah.
Obviously. I have a thing in my brain, but I'm like, that's not a very... what does he be? He plays an instrument when he needs to think?
Yeah.
When he wants to relax? When what? When this instrument doesn't seem to motivate any of those things. Okay, I'm going to go with it, because if I say something else and it's that's going to make me upset. Golly, it can't be that, though. Why would he ever play that? Okay, clarinet.
Violin.
See, violin's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Some soothing string sound.
You can really
why
make
does the
some
clarinet
sad noise?
Even exist. Okay?
Just to rub it in the oboe player's face.
The clarinet, all of the woodwind instruments, okay? They just feel like they are a piece fell off of a large machine. Like a piece fell off of the cotton gin and somebody blew into it and it made a sound. It's like, I think this is an instrument.
You
I'm like, I don't think it is.
There's the Peter and the Wolf musical thing where all of the different people have an instrument. And so I was like, well, what are we going to do with the duck? I don't know. Bassoon.
Yeah. See, the violin, the string instruments, beautiful. The subtlety of a good brass instrument. I'll get down with that, all right? All them woodwind instruments sound like a variety of fart, okay?
They're just different pitches.
Every great sax solo that you've heard before is just a coordination of farts. That's what the woodwind instruments are.
Good to know.
Todd, you win. Hold on one second,
definitely
buddy.
Not taking out your loss on just all of the genre of musical instruments. Yeah, see what I said, listeners? He'll come at you with the fury of a thousand suns.
We just lost all of our high school orchestra listeners right now.
They know.
The orchestra, they play the cello. Let's go, okay?
There's also clarinets and woodwinds in the
orchestra. That's in the band. High
it's
school.
In both.
If you play clarinet, you're in the high school band, not in orchestra. You want to fight with me? Okay.
Okay, you're right. I think you're right.
I don't know.
Coolest guy in band over here. All right.
I was too busy thinking about having sex in high school. I wasn't playing
good
in
job.
The band.
I was in theater.
Quick note. if the flute and the piccolo are woodwind instruments, you guys are okay. All right.
No, flute is not piccolo. I believe it's I think it's a flute. No, not a woodwind.
They're not woodwinds?
It doesn't have a reed.
See, but I think they're in the woodwind family.
All right.
I was in band, okay? The flutes sat over with the woodwinds.
Where was the lead charisma section?
I found out not in band. Okay? Eventually, I had to get up and leave.
I was about to say, was there just some girl that played the piccolo that you were really fond of? Is that why you're defending it?
the woodwind section was among the hottest, okay? The brass section, trumpets, all dudes.
Flute is flute, piccolo, oboe, woodwinds.
Vindicated.
Yeah.
Vindicated.
Still lost at Sherlock Holmes trivia. Speaking of which, number two, what drug did Sherlock Holmes have a minor addiction to? What drug?
What drug? I know this. Fentanyl.
Cocaine.
Okay.
Although, you know what? Modern 2021 Sherlock Holmes, probably a little fentanyl.
I liked his idea of microdosing cocaine.
Yeah, 7% solution.
Yes.
Was it just when he needed a little pick-me-up?
Slight addiction to it, you know?
No
it
coffee.
It's the whatever little, times.
You know,
instead of a full sniff, it was a half sniff.
It still kind
of
blows my mind. Bumbleito is not allowed you know, he can't have a Mountain Dew.
Okay, I was like, where is this going from cocaine to Bebelito?
Back in my day, you know, I would. My mom was feeding me Diet Coke like it was milk from her teat. And it was no big deal. But apparently, Bebelito's 13 years old, can't have a Mountain Dew. Was the previous generation, like when my mom was running around as 13, it was like it was okay just to have a little toot every once
people
in a while?
Know.
Little,
know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Good.
Number three, finish the famous Sherlock Holmes quote.
I'm going to start the song.
When you have eliminated the blank, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
Okay, hang on.
When you have eliminated the blank, whatever remains, however improbable, must be the truth.
When you have eliminated the blank, whatever. Okay. This is a wild guess, but I'm going to go. Woodwind section.
Impossible.
What?
It will make the impossible.
Ah, that's... Todd, you win. Hold on.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.